Four Practices That Math Classrooms Could Do Without by Nick Fiore. The math classroom is, and probably always will be, a center of controversy. Teachers, mathematicians, and researchers may never come to agreement on exactly how their beloved subject is to be represented in school. That said, aren't we all making some obvious mistakes? I contend that there are some practices common to nearly all math classrooms that we can all agree simply must be done away with. Here are my four prime candidates. 1. 40 problems a night. Most of my mathematician friends and I are only able to solve about 2 problems a year, if we're lucky. Tell a mathematician you've solved even 5 problems in a single day, and the first thing she will think is, they must not have been very interesting problems. Outside of mathematics, does anyone you know ever get 40 things done in a day? Even the mundane problems of our life don't get packaged away that quickly. My daily to-do list rarely contains more than 8 items, and by the end of the day, I'm fortunate if I'm through half of them. Let's cool it with the daily deluge of exercises and reconsider the quality of the problems that can be completed at a rate of 40 per night. 2. The third-person czars of math problems. A strange, anonymous set of people are constantly referred to in math classrooms. We frequently hear teachers and students ask such questions as, what do you think they mean in problem number 4? Or, what do they want us to write as an answer? The responses follow suit. I think what they're looking for is an expression for X in terms of K. Who are these people? They don't seem to be the teachers, and they certainly aren't the students. Are they the authors of the textbook, or are they the faceless people who invented or discovered mathematics in the first place? How do we know that there are more than one of them? All of these questions leave me in a panic. It can't be healthy for a subject to be controlled by a bunch of nameless cronies. Aside from a few pictures, the sidebars, and an occasional name attached to a theorem, there are no actual people in math books. This is true of elementary workbooks, high school texts, and even most college mathematics books. If we decide, as we often do, that our classrooms are going to be guided by the mathematics of the past, then let's at least talk about real people, not mythical ones. 3. Teachers give problems, students give answers. If only mathematics were that easy. A mathematician would arrive at her desk to find that her problems were all there, waiting for her in a list. The reality is that the largest challenge in mathematics is finding a good problem to solve or theorem to prove, a single conjecture that is both interesting and approachable. In a bout of frustration that is relived daily by graduate students and researchers, Bernard Riemann once longed wistfully to skip the difficult but more interesting part of mathematics. He said, "If only I had the theorems, then I should find the proofs easily enough." As it is, mathematicians don't get to skip the problem-finding part, and the subject is the richer because of it. Despite this fact, you would be hard-pressed to find a classroom where the students regularly face the challenge of finding a good problem. 4. Harbor a mistake and you are a scoundrel. Gasp! Suppose a student still doesn't get it by the end of a math class, and the teacher decides not to set him straight for the time being. many people would label such a decision as immoral, fearing that it would endanger the student's academic future. Because of the high stakes we attach to learning math in school, we seem to lose our perspective on these matters. Do we really think that mathematical learning is that simple and straightforward? Might a student have a richer mathematical experience if he is allowed to fumble around with a misconception for a few days than if he is steered promptly to the, quote, truth, unquote? We must de-emphasize answers and correctness as the only worthy goals in mathematics. Sure, right answers are an important part of math, but they aren't always the bottom line. Instead of always asking, what's the right answer, we should also wonder, what's the right question? And what's the most interesting way to the answer? Mathematics is about bold, adventuresome ideas, and the history of the subject is therefore fraught with mistakes, confusion, and invalid convictions. Let's make the classroom a bit more like the discipline and allow our students to revel in the wrong while they pursue the right.